Yes, absolutely. People have had enough of delay after delay. They're sick of it. They've been promised this road, this important road infrastructure, for decades now. And last year, we should have seen the first section of that road completed. We're now into 2019, headed very quickly towards 2020, and still no start on this vital piece of infrastructure. It has caused major frustration, particularly in the face of Brexit, and also in the very many challenges that are facing businesses and people here in the Northwest.
And what are the reasons behind those continuous delays?
Well, the department have said that they are needing to launch another consultation. People have made their views very clear in relation to this project, that they want this road to go ahead, that it's vitally important to ensure that there's a connection across this island, a road from Derry to Dublin that will benefit communities and areas such as mine and Strabane and Oma and everywhere in between, and also that the road infrastructure is safe, and also that we can put an end to the carnage on this very dangerous road, because let's be very clear, the road in its current state is probably one of the most dangerous roads on these islands, and year in and year out we've seen people lose their lives and families suffer hugely as a consequence of serious loss of life. We need this road to be developed. We don't want to see any more delays. For me, as a public representative for West Tyrone, this is the most important issue for me. I want to see this road delivered, and I'm going to put, along with other parties, huge pressure on the department to see that happen. But these delays need to stop, and it's very clear that the absence of an executive at Stormont is the reason for this project being hampered, and that needs to be put to bed very quickly.